All right, so it looks like we're diving deep into UK broadband today
Indeed, we
in
are.
2024. We've
Wait.
got articles, guides, forum, threads, you name it.
The whole nine yards.
Yeah, the whole shebang. You want to know all the ways to get online,
And not just what they are, but
right?
which one's best for you.
Exactly. So what's fascinating to me is there are so many ways
Well, that's the
to
thing.
get online.
It's the sheer variety.
Yeah.
And it's not just about speed.
Right.
It's about how it gets to you
Yeah.
and what your priorities are.
Absolutely. So let's break it down, starting with the basics.
Okay.
What is broadband?
The fundamental question.
Yeah, we all use it, but do
Yeah.
we really know what it is? I
Right.
mean, what's happening behind the scenes?
So imagine a multi-lane data highway.
Okay.
That's essentially what broadband is.
Okay.
It's about high-speed data transmission.
Right.
And the interesting thing is it uses different technologies to achieve that.
I see.
We're talking phone lines,
Okay.
coaxial cables, even satellites.
Wow. Yeah, it's not just one thing.
No, it's not.
And it's come a long way from dial-up.
Oh,
Do you
absolutely.
remember those days?
Oh, I remember them well.
Queuing for a web page to load.
The agonizing wait.
Right. Broadband is like trading in your bicycle for a Formula One race car.
That is a perfect analogy.
So let's start by talking about fixed line broadband.
All right, sounds good.
So first up, we've got ADSL.
Ah, the old
The
reliable.
old reliable, using those good old-fashioned telephone lines.
Right, those copper wires.
Yeah, I remember when that felt revolutionary.
It was cutting edge at one point,
Right.
but now, while it's not the fastest, it is known for being affordable.
That's right.
And for many people, that's a major priority.
Absolutely. And then kind of moving up the speed ladder, we have FTTC.
Yes, fiber to the cabinet.
Fiber to the cabinet, which is faster than ADSL,
Right.
and it uses fiber optic cables for part of the journey.
Part of the way, yes.
But it still uses those copper wires for the last stretch.
To get to your home.
Right, so it can be a good middle ground.
It is, but availability can be patchy.
Okay. And of course, we can't forget about cable broadband.
Yes, Virgin Media.
Virgin Media, the big player in the UK.
They use those coaxial cables.
Right, like the ones we use for cable TV.
Exactly.
And they offer pretty impressive speed.
They do.
And they're known for those bundled deals.
Oh, the bundles.
Right, where you get your TV, your phone, and your internet all together.
It can seem like a good deal,
Right.
but sometimes you end up paying for services you don't actually need.
Yeah, or getting locked into a contract
Exactly.
that isn't very flexible.
That's the downside.
Right, so it's all about weighing those pros and cons.
Absolutely.
But now, onto the star of the show, full fiber.
Ah, the holy grail of broadband.
Yeah, fiber to the premises,
That's right.
where you get those fiber optic cables going straight to your door,
No more copper.
bypassing those copper wires, which means incredible speeds.
Sometimes up to 1 Gbps.
Downloading a movie in seconds. I mean,
That's the dream.
that's got to be a game changer.
It certainly is.
But of course, there's a catch.
There's always a catch.
Availability.
Yes, that's the big one.
It's not available everywhere yet.
It's still being rolled out.
So it's like this amazing restaurant that everyone's raving
I
about,
like the analogy.
but it's only open in certain cities.
It's coming, but not quite everywhere yet.
So for those who don't want to be tethered to a fixed line,
We have wireless broadband.
wireless broadband, which has become really
Oh, it's
interesting,
exploded in recent years.
especially with the rise of 5G.
It's a game changer for many people.
So we've got mobile broadband,
Right, the familiar 3G, 4G.
and now 5G
Making
for
waves.
accessing the internet on the go.
With your phone or a dedicated device.
And then we've got 5G home internet,
That's right.
which uses those super fast 5G
To
networks.
beam that broadband straight to your home.
No fixed line required.
It's like having your own personal fast lane on the data highway.
So for those who live in areas where laying cables is difficult,
We have fixed wireless internet.
right, using radio waves to connect to a nearby transmitter.
It's a great alternative in those areas.
So if you're in a rural area where those fiber optic cables haven't reached yet,
Fixed wireless could be a lifesaver.
it's worth exploring.
Absolutely.
Now, while we're talking about wireless, we have to talk about,
The age-old debate.
yeah,
Wi-Fi versus wired.
right, each has its own pros and cons.
Wi-Fi offers that flexibility.
Right, you can move around your house
Wired connections.
using those Ethernet cables.
They offer stability and speed.
So it comes down to your priorities.
Do you value flexibility or rock-solid speeds?
It's a classic trade-off.
It is.
But what about those truly remote locations?
Where even radio waves struggle to reach.
Those folks who've chosen a life off the beaten path.
Well, for them, we have.
Do they have to live without the internet?
No, not at all.
Oh, good.
We have satellite broadband.
Wow.
Beaming that data down from space.
That's some serious sci-fi stuff.
It is quite remarkable.
We're talking HughesNet, Viasat.
And of course,
Starlink,
the one everyone's talking about these days.
Bringing high-speed internet to even the most isolated corners of the world.
It's a feat of engineering, no doubt.
But it's important to note that satellite broadband does come with its own challenges.
It does.
Particularly when it comes to latency.
Ah, yes, that delay between your action
right.
and the response you see on the screen.
I can imagine that can be a bit frustrating.
Especially for things like video calls and gaming.
Right, where you need that instant response.
Exactly.
But for many in remote areas,
it's the only option.
And it's a game changer.
Absolutely.
Now, before everyone rushes off to sign up for one of these services,
We need a reality check. Because not all broadband speeds are created equal.
Right. Despite what those flashy advertisements might tell you.
Exactly. There are regional differences.
I see.
In availability and speed.
Okay.
Urban areas tend to have faster speeds
yeah.
than rural areas.
I imagine so.
And even within regions, there can be variations.
That makes sense.
Depending on the age of the infrastructure
right.
and the number of users.
Right. So it's not just about choosing the type of broadband.
No.
It's about understanding what's available.
In your specific location.
Right.
Which is why knowing your current speed is crucial.
Okay, so how do we do that?
Well, we've included a link to a speed test in the show notes.
Perfect.
This will give you a clear picture of how your current broadband measures up.
Excellent.
And whether there's room for improvement.
So I think that's a great place to pause for now.
I agree.
We've covered a lot of ground already.
We have.
From the basic definition of broadband
right.
to the various ways it can reach your home.
Whether you're in the heart of London
right.
or a remote Scottish island.
It's amazing how many options there are.
It is quite remarkable.
And we've highlighted the importance of understanding your needs and priorities.
Because at the end of the day, the best broadband is the one that fits your specific lifestyle and budget.
Absolutely. So stay tuned because we're going to dive even deeper into all of this.
We are just getting started. Okay, so we've laid down the groundwork, right? We know the types. We know how it gets to you. But now we got to think about how broadband's actually used in the UK.
Yeah, because you could have the fastest connection in the world.
Definitely.
But if it doesn't match what you do online.
Exactly. It's like having a sports car when all you need is a reliable commuter vehicle.
Perfect analogy. So what are some of the things UK internet users should be thinking about when they're picking a broadband package?
Well, first off, how much data do you actually use?
Yeah, are you just browsing, checking emails, social media?
Right, or are you streaming 4K movies every night?
Yeah, downloading huge files.
If you're a heavy user, you're going to need a plan with a lot of data.
Or even unlimited, right?
Absolutely. You don't want to hit those data caps.
I've been there. It's not fun.
It's incredibly frustrating, especially if you're in the middle of something.
So it's not just about downloading, right?
No, it's uploading too.
Like video calls, online gaming.
Sending those large files.
People might think speed is everything.
Oh, it's definitely important.
But you're saying it's more than that?
It's more nuanced.
So we've got to be realistic about those advertised speeds.
Right. Those are often the maximum you'll get.
Under perfect conditions.
Exactly. Your actual speed might be lower.
Depending on network traffic.
Peak hours.
Right. How far you are from the exchange.
All those factors.
So what else should we be looking at?
Reliability, for sure.
Yeah. Nobody wants to deal with dropouts.
Or those frustrating slowdowns.
Especially if you work from home.
Video meetings.
Staying connected with family.
A stable connection is crucial these days.
So how do we figure out if a provider is reliable?
Well, online reviews can help.
Okay.
Read what other customers are saying.
Yeah, get a sense of their track record.
But remember, those reviews can be skewed.
By extreme experiences.
Both good and bad.
Right, so look for patterns and common themes.
Rather than individual stories.
Speaking of, customer service, super important.
Absolutely.
What happens when things go wrong?
Because they inevitably do.
Right, is the provider easy to contact?
Are they helpful?
Will they solve your problems quickly?
And while you're at it,
yes.
Scrutinize those contract terms.
Oh, yeah, good point.
How long are you locked in?
Right.
Are there any hefty fees if you leave early?
Read that fine print.
Before you commit.
So we've talked about data, speed, reliability, customer service, contracts. Anything else we're missing?
Oh, one more thing, the installation process.
Ah.
Some providers let you do it yourself.
Which can be nice if you like to DIY.
Right, you avoid those scheduling hassles.
But some require a professional install.
Which might cost extra.
Or make you stay home for a specific time.
It's a trade-off, convenience versus cost.
All right, I think we've covered all the bases for how to choose a package.
I think so too.
So let's circle back to some of those providers we mentioned earlier.
And dive into what they offer.
So for good old ADSL, BT is still a big player.
They've got that vast network.
And a long history.
TalkTalk is another popular option.
Known for those budget-friendly prices.
But do your homework on those customer reviews.
Yeah, their customer service can be hit or miss.
That's right.
Now, cable broadband, that's Virgin Media's territory.
They're the dominant force there.
Known for their speed and those bundles.
Keep an eye out for smaller cable providers, though.
Yeah, competition is always a good thing.
Absolutely.
All right, now full fiber.
Exciting stuff.
HyperOptic's making a name for themselves.
Ultra-fast speeds, excellent customer service.
They're a premium provider.
And BT's got their own full fiber offering.
Which is expanding rapidly.
They're investing heavily in infrastructure.
So for those lucky enough to have full fiber,
there are some great choices.
What about for folks who need internet on the go?
Mobile broadband.
Yeah.
EE and 3 are the big names.
Offering a variety of data plans.
And that 5G everyone's talking about.
And for fixed wireless, if other options are limited.
Vodafone's worth a look.
They've been expanding their network.
Targeting those underserved areas.
So we've got a good range of providers.
Each with their strengths and weaknesses.
Catering to different needs.
And budgets.
But this is just a starting point.
Exactly. Do your own research.
Compare packages.
Based on your own priorities.
Don't be afraid to shop around.
Ask questions.
The more you know, the better decision you can make.
Now, while we're on the topic of providers,
yeah,
let's talk about broadband availability across the UK.
Right, because not everyone has access to the same options.
Exactly. This leads to that digital divide we hear about.
We've seen progress, but those gaps still exist.
Between urban and rural areas.
So what's being done to address that?
Well, the government's recognized the importance of universal broadband.
Okay.
They've set ambitious targets for full fiber rollout.
That's good to hear.
To level the playing field.
So that everyone has access to high-speed internet.
No matter where they live.
But what about right now?
For people struggling with limited access.
Yeah. What are their options?
Well, in really remote areas,
yeah,
satellite broadband might be the only choice.
Even with those higher costs.
And the latency issues.
Especially for video calls and gaming.
Where you need that real-time response.
Right.
Fixed wireless is another possibility.
If there's a transmitter nearby.
Bypassing the need for those cables.
And for people dealing with slow speeds.
There are things you can do.
Like what?
Optimize your router placement.
Oh, right. Make sure it's not hidden away.
Or obstructed by furniture.
And maybe switch to a wired connection.
Using an Ethernet cable.
Instead of relying on Wi-Fi.
Those small tweaks can make a big difference.
So we've explored the different types of broadband.
Providers.
And the challenges of availability.
But what about the future?
Yeah, what's coming next?
The future of UK broadband is exciting.
I bet.
There's so much innovation happening.
Yeah, like what?
Well, the continued rollout of full fiber, for one.
Right, bringing those faster speeds,
poor latency,
more reliable connections
to more and more people.
But it's more than just speed, right?
Absolutely. Think about virtual reality.
Oh, yeah.
Augmented reality.
The Internet of Things.
All those things need a ton of data.
And full fiber can handle it?
It can provide that robust backbone.
So we're looking at even more connected homes.
Smart devices talking to each other.
Immersive technologies becoming part of everyday life.
It's a truly connected future.
And 5G is evolving, too.
Bringing even faster wireless speeds.
Lower latency.
Blurring the lines between fixed and mobile.
Our phones will be able to do even more.
That's right.
It's going to be amazing to see how all this unfolds.
It's an exciting time to be a tech enthusiast.
It certainly is.
Mm-hmm.
But with all this connectivity,
we can't forget about online security.
Online safety. Super important.
As our lives become more digital,
we have to protect ourselves
from all those online threats.
Hacking, malware.
Phishing scams.
It's a whole other deep dive.
We could talk about it for hours.
I can't wait. So we've really gone deep on UK broadband.
We have.
From the tech to the providers to what's coming next.
A lot to digest.
It is. But I hope you're feeling informed.
Empowered with knowledge.
Exactly. So what are the next steps? Like, what can people do right now?
Well, first, think back on everything we've talked about.
Yeah.
What type of broadband feels right for you?
Right. For your lifestyle, budget, location.
What are your must-haves?
Don't forget those key factors.
Affordability, speed, reliability.
Data usage, customer service.
This is crucial.
So once you've got your priorities straight,
start comparing those providers.
Visit their websites.
Read those customer reviews.
The good and the bad.
And maybe even call their customer service lines.
Get a feel for how helpful they are.
Oh, and make sure they actually serve your area.
Right. Don't fall in love with a provider, then find out they don't cover you.
Most websites have postcode checkers.
Use those.
And don't be afraid to negotiate.
Oh, good point.
Especially if you're switching providers.
They might offer a better deal to keep you.
Or to win you over.
Loyalty is nice, but saving money is nice too.
It is.
So once you've picked a provider and a package,
time to get it set up.
Might involve scheduling an installation.
If you're doing it yourself,
make sure you have all the equipment.
And those instructions.
And once it's all running, test that connection.
Make sure you're getting the speeds you're paying for.
Use those speed tests.
If you run into any problems,
or you're just not happy,
don't hesitate to contact your provider.
Good customer service is priceless.
It is.
So from research to daily use,
it should be a smooth experience.
Absolutely. And that brings us to the end of our deep dive on UK broadband.
You're now armed with the knowledge to navigate this world.
Find the perfect broadband for you.
Unlock those internet possibilities.
But this is just the beginning.
Technology keeps evolving.
Stay curious. Keep learning.
Maybe we'll do another deep dive next year.
Oh, I love that. Until then, happy surfing and stay safe online.